Blog Talk Radio. tonight on Facebook Live, but I do know she's doing it with Blog Talk Radio. So I'm just praying that you all have ears to hear what the Lord is saying on tonight. I'm going to turn it over to the woman of God that she can open us up with prayer. She can tell you what God has put in her heart. But I'm going to ask a question before we go. How many of you all can say, I'm a winner because I have victory with the life of Christ that lives in and through me? I'm a winner, y'all. I'm a winner. Amen. Woman of God, you on the line?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And it's in your hands. Go ahead.
We just welcome all of the Blog Talk family and are so honored to be able to grace this platform and to be in fellowship with those that man this platform, that make this possible, that let us remind us on it that the word of the Lord is still going forth. And in no way do we suggest that this is the only place where you can come and hear the word of the Lord, but this is definitely one of those places. We understand that God always has us in mind. He is always concerned about us. And so we just thank God for those that are listening live and those that are listening in the replay. And this may be 300 years from now, but I want you to know that 300 years ago, God was thinking about you and placed this message in the archive for you to be encouraged, to be set forth, to be redirected, to be instructed, and to hear the truth of the gospel as long as Jesus tarries. And so we just thank God for Blog Talk, for Apostle Cecilia, for Sister Renee, how they man so faithfully, and all those that work with them. We understand that whenever we are before a www, that we have access to the whole wide world, and we know that God not desire that any of us perish, but that his word shall go forth and that all shall be touched by the word and given an opportunity to come into fellowship with him before he returns. And so we just would petition and we would encourage you, if you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please know that the time is now. God is talking to you directly, and he's saying, daughter, you have heard me. Son, you have heard me. Let your heart not be hardened against adversity and difficulty, disappointment and loss, but hear me and know that I love you with a love that is everlasting. Come to me. Learn of me that I may be in fellowship with you to lead you and guide you into the place of purpose, abundance, fulfillment, satisfaction, affirmation, and all those things that are attained to the wealth that I've always planned for you. God is calling for us to come into fellowship, to seek his face like never before, that he might be the God that he has always been in our lives personally. And so we just thank God for each of you that have tuned in. If you would turn with me. Renee, I hear a feedback. Do you hear?
No, let me see if I can curve something down. I don't have anything on except the telephone. That's it. I don't have anything on.
I hear the feedback as well, Dr. Rice.
And so we just ask if anybody would turn with me to the book of Isaiah. Turn with me to Isaiah. The book of Isaiah, chapter 40. We're going to look at verse 29, 30, and 31. Isaiah 40. Isaiah 40, 29, 30, and 31. I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible. It reads like this. It says, he gives power to the faint and the weary, and to him who has no might, he increases strength, causing it to multiply and making it to abound. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and selected young men shall feebly stumble and fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord, who expect and look for and hope in him, shall change, my God, and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up close to God as eagles mount up to the sun. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. He gives power to the faint and weary, and to him who has no mighty increases strength, causing it to multiply and making it to abound. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and celestial young men shall feebly stumble and fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord, who expect and look for and hope in him, shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up close to God as eagles mount up to the sun. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. God, we just thank you right now for your word that has power to resurrect, God, the word that you have left for us to lead and guide us through every season of our life. And so we just thank you right now, God, that as we look into your word, God, that we are fed and that we grow in Jesus' name. Listen, you all, we already know that there are so many, the Bible talks about a time where there would be wars and rumors of wars. There would be unrest where the parents would turn against their children and children would turn against their parents. And when I first became born again and they read that scripture, there were certain portions of scriptures of that nature that spoke to that time 30 or 40 years ago. And if it spoke to the time 30 or 40 years ago, it most definitely speaks to that time now. And if there is not a level of concern, not fear, not intimidation, but concern about what we see in North America at least. Now, in other nations, we are hoping that you are praying for North America, but if you live in North America and you have not taken a level of concern and prayer, then this is an opportunity to do that and to say, God, I see where this nation appears to go, the direction it appears to head in. Where would the kingdom land? We know that we land as victors. We know we land as winners. We know that we already have those things that God has already planned for us, but that doesn't mean we always know how we're going to get to where he's already told us to be. We always don't know the direction or the path. Is this the time to make that decision? Is this the time to move? Is this the time to stay still? Is this the time to do this? Is this the time to do that? Because we do know the big plan of God, but we have to stay in direct fellowship with him. We have to keep talking to him, seeking him, finding him, getting answers from him to find the directions as to what to do on a day-to-day, moment-to-moment matter. And so when I look at this scripture, and he began to say, what caught my eyes, that he said he gives power to the faint and the weary. And so even if it comes to a situation where there's a level of uncertainty as to how we will get to victory, if there's a level of uncertainty as to how that son or that daughter will become the person that God had already told you that there would be, if there ever became a situation where the how becomes a question, he says that even if it was at its worst, listen, he says he gives power to the faint and the weary. Even when there is that place of concern, we always know that power is available. Even when there's that place of uncertainty, we always know an answer is available. Even when there's that place of contention, we always know that peace is available. Do you follow the Holy Spirit? He says he gives power to the faint and the weary. So then the opposite of that thing that is contending with you is always available in God. God. The opposite of that stress is always available in God's peace. The opposite of that anger is always available in that sober-minded person. The opposite of that financial disparity is always available in God's wealth and abundance. He says he gives power to the faint and the weary. So what we can glean and recognize and embrace that no matter what the situation is, no matter where the situation is, no matter who's involved or what they said, God said that he would give power to the faint and the weary. He didn't say if you became faint and weary because of something you did, or if you became faint and weary because of something that somebody else did, or if you became faint and weary because they didn't like women, or they didn't like Middle East sinners, or they didn't like Asians, or if you became faint and weary. He said, if you become faint and weary, power is available. We have got to understand that the God that we are serving, that he is speaking to us in the realm that I am not a source. I am not a resource. I am the source. He says, I still will give power to you. I will give power to the faint and the weary. He says, and to him who has no might, I'll increase his strength. So no matter how far down you feel you may be. See, sometimes the world will tell you that everything is contingent. Well, if you're just a little bit of that, we'll help you a little. But if you're a lot of that, you can't get any help. If you're a little bit of this, then there's something for you. But if you're a lot of that, we can't do anything for you. But God is the God that will you wherever he finds you. He says no matter where you are, if you are as low as you think you can go, if you are faint and weary, he'll give you power. He says, if you don't have any might, he'll give you strength. He'll give you enough strength that you can become faint and weary, so then he can endue you with his power. It doesn't matter where we find ourselves, no matter what the situation is, the kingdom understands that God is available to restore us. He's available to replenish us. He's available to encourage us. He's available to heal us. He's available to stand us back up. He's available to restore us. He's available to encourage us. God is always available. He doesn't look and see us the way men does, the way that men can see us, the way that men can categorize us. He didn't put any qualifiers on this. He didn't make you say, well, why are you faint? What weren't you doing right? And what? See, we've got to dismiss the mindset that Babylon tries to entrench us with that says, well, if you hadn't done this and you were out there too far now, see, you've been turning tricks too long now. You've been doing drugs too long now. But if doing drugs got you categorized as faint or weary, if you're tired as tired, then the Bible says you're eligible for a power that'll transform your life. He said, hallelujah. And he gives power to the faint and the weary. Do you know, do you know that the world system gives money to people with money? My God, do you know that the more accolades you acquire on your own, the more accolades you can get in the world system? But we have a God that's redemptive. We have a God that's restorative. But we've got to be a people that are relentless. My God, you've got to be that one that says, God, I am out. I am tapped out. I'm so tired of this marriage. I am so tired of this circumstance. I am so wearied by this. God, where is the power for me to triumph even in the midst of this? God, I am the one that's showing up with no might, but you said you would increase my strength. There has to be a reckoning that's relentless. Do you know that one thing that'll qualify us to get this power and strength is that we realize we're faint, weary, and mightless? Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's talking to you, sis. He knows you're tired. He's talking to you, sir. He knows that you have had all that you can possibly have. He just doesn't want you to give up there. He wants you to go back to the God that started this whole thing. He wants you to go back to the God that set this thing in motion and just reckon with it. Tell them exactly where you are, because that's how you'll get the power. Tell them exactly how you feel about her. I know you married her, and the day you married her, you meant exactly what you said. Still mean it, you're just weary. And you still mean that, ma'am, you're just tired. You're fainting. But don't you know you're the one that God wants to empower? You're the one that God wants to strengthen. Hallelujah. He said, even youth faint and get weary. My God, if that don't encourage you, do you know why he used youth? Because they're representative of the strong. He said, you are strong. It is not an indictment against who you are. You're just tired. It is not an indictment against your purpose. You're just tired. My God, but don't you know I'll strengthen you? You've just gotten weary. You've just gotten in a place. You've just gotten concerned and overwhelmed. You've just gotten confused. Aren't you glad that God doesn't save only the people that are doing amazing, but he'll come to restore those that have gotten weary in well-doing. My God, I thank you. See, when we think about weary, sometimes we can think about those that are lost and that are weary because they're lost. But there is a weariness in the world system that will invite you in to all of its debauchery and let you wear yourself out. And there is a weariness there, but there is also a weariness in well-doing. I'm talking about you, ma'am. I'm talking about you. You serve God all you know. You give everything you got. You sow, you tithe, you give, you pray, you sing, you worship, but you're tired. God says you still, my God, he said, even the youth, my goodness, he said they'll faint and grow weary. Sometimes they'll stumble and become exhausted. Do you know that God has covered every manner of our humanity in his promise? Oh, my goodness. He knows that our frame is dust. Just stay in the word. He said, I know. I get it. I get it. And I've got a solution already prepared for you. All you've got to do is reckon and then be reconciled. You just got to acknowledge this is exactly where I am. And this is how I qualify to get everything that God has already had for me. There are no disqualifiers. God, there are no disqualifiers. It's just that the adversary said that he would wear us out. And so God said, come on and get your strength. Hallelujah. He said, those that wait on the Lord will expect and look for and hope in him. Sometimes we've got to acknowledge that we got weary because we put our hope on that son. My God, we thank you. God, thank you that your revelation and your insight has come to free us. Because sometimes we say, you know, we put our hope on that retirement plan or we put our hope on that best friend. And we didn't put our hope on them other three best friends because then we knew they were crazy. But that one best friend right there, we put our hope in them. And then when they did what they did and they said what they said, the bottom fell out. And you put your hope in that job. You've been working there for 42 years. Nothing in your mind thought when you went back Monday they'd be closed down. But see, you put your hope in that as of putting your hope in him. And so God says, the power and the strength I'll give liberally. That's what the Bible says. He says, if you ask God, he said he'll give it to you liberally and upbraid it not. But don't you know that God loves us enough to say, but let me just talk to you about how you got there. He says, you put your hope in something other than me. You put your expectations in something other than me. Do you know that a little bit of course correction will put you right back on track? And you say, you know what, God, I shall be. I just thank you for this strength. I thank you for this new place. I thank you for this renewed mind. I thank you for this encouragement. I thank you, God, that I didn't have to go through a whole survey or answer a bunch of questions. I thank you, God, that you just came to strengthen us, that you just came to renew us with your power, that you just came to have us to reckon and be reconciled and understand that we must have our hope in you, that we must have our expectations in you, because it's only when we find ourselves in you that we actually can live and move and have the being that you have predestined for us. And God, we thank you that no matter what shall come upon North America, that the people of God that operate in the kingdom shall be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, that we will be those that will endure, even as good soldiers, that will continue to salt the earth because we'll put our hope and our expectation back in you. We won't put any expectation in CNN and MSNBC. We put our expectation in you. We won't put our expectation in our titles or our accomplishments. We won't put our expectation or our hope in our children. We won't put our hope in it. We put our hope in you while we're in it. We still going to go to our job, but we put our hope in you while we're on our way to work. We still are going to love our children, but we put our hope in you while we love our children. Our expectations are of you. That's the secret sauce. That's the cheat code, my God, for us to get through what is coming on the earth. hallelujah, that our hope is going to be in him. Our hope, our expectation is going to be in him. Our focus, our understanding, our plans are going to be in him. Hallelujah. He says those that do that, it says they'll change and renew their own strength. My God in heaven. God will take that situation that had us worn down. He just wants to course correct us and say, no, don't put your hope in that. Put your hope in me. And once you find yourself in me, son, you'll be able to renew your own strength. You'll be able to change your own weariness into power. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. Well, what a wonderful God that we serve. He says that they'll change and renew their strength and power. Then they'll lift their wings and mount up close to God. Run and not be weary. Walk and not faint or become tired. That's the plan that God has for us, people. People that are listening, God's plan for us is good. It's not evil. His plan for us is that we learn of who he is, that we learn of the resource that he is in us because he is the source, that we can go to him with as he abides in us and we abide in him, and we can have those things that are limitless, that we can have a vision that can see what cannot be seen, that we can have a voice that cannot be quieted. God's plans for us are always bigger than what we could ask or even think. He says no matter where you find yourself weary and tired, he'll strengthen. If you find yourself without might, he'll give you power. But God wants us to course correct and put our expectation and our hope in him, that we will be those that will herald in victory and power for whatever is to come. We thank God for the word tonight. For those that will find themselves in this scripture, if you are those that have already mounted up, that you would move forward with relentless and resilience that only can come from God. If you have been those that would find yourself in a weary place, that you would know and be confident that God sees you and he knows you. He would never leave you or forsake you, that he will strengthen you and give you a course correction so that you can move in the power that he had always predestined for us. God always has us in mind. The strategy for the situation we're in is always in the word, that we find ourselves in him, that we might mount up close to him, that we would not be weary, that we would walk and not faint or become tired. People of God, receive and hear the word of the Lord. Woman of God, it's back to you.
So much. I was trying to get it off mute. I thank you tonight, woman of God, for the program. I hate that it was a static feedback that you say you were hearing, but I didn't hear anything on my side. I'm so sorry for that. I had turned down the volume on my iPad that I always run and the volume down on my cell phone, but after I kept checking, the volume went back up on my iPad, which I always put it on mute during the service. So I'm sorry for that because I know the enemy didn't want this service to be heard on Facebook at all. And I just thank God for it being taped for our archives. And I thank you so much for just staying focused and staying on point, because one thing God had placed on me today is to know that we have the victory and we are winners. As long as we stay before God, we are winners. If there's anybody on Blog Talk that would like to have something to say tonight, you can go ahead and speak at this time. The woman of God will make comments and reply after your conversation with her. Please go ahead.
Dr. Wright, I was so godly proud of you on tonight. Not that that means anything so great, but the reason why is because of the echoing and the things that the enemy was trying to use to cause distractions and things of that sort. And you just sat flat-footed, stood flat-footed, wherever you are, and you preached that word of God.
Yeah.
Woman of God, I've seen people get distracted with just somebody walking past them, but you stay focused, and I thank you for the confirmation of the word that you shared, because if no one else got it, it was for me, it was for me, it was for me. And I know the enemy did not want me to hear it, but I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for obeying God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Is there anyone else that would like to speak at this time? So, right, is there any additional comments you want to add or additional input that you need to give us to help us with this walk with Christ? And if you have any cheap plugs you want to give or information you have that's coming up for programs you are being a part of, or anything about your new book or your old book, or what is it that you have for us to share?
I do want to share one thing. We are, we have been talking, you know, in behind the scenes about putting together a program for the youth and renewing our twist on outreach and evangelism. And so I would just want the Blog Talk audience and Facebook to keep their ear out. We'll be having events posted soon. We're just doing some logistics, finalizing some logistics in the background. But we'll be out, you know, in the Chicagoland area. We'll be posting in these things. And if you live in other areas of North America, by all means, you know, and you want to join us, you can do these same things in your areas. We are the kingdom, and the kingdom has no limits. And so just keep your ears peeled. There will be some really exciting things, youth activities, youth retreat-type activities, as well as evangelism that we'll be mentioning in the near future. But that's about it.
Okay. So is it a chance that someone on Blog Talk wanted to say something but didn't get a chance to, or they kind of a little nervous? If so, please put that aside and ask questions or give comments. It's okay. We're not here to ignore. We're here to help with the walk with in the body of Christ, to answer your questions and give instructions and give you information. If you need to leave that alone, leave them alone, and tell you what the Word of God says. Please speak right now if there's someone on the line. Our foundational scripture for this program is Matthew 6:33. It says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And with that being said, it's the Word of God says, if you lack wisdom, even if you lack understanding, he said to ask. If you need encouragement, you need to be encouraged, just listen. Get the Word, read it, and apply it to your life. If you don't understand what you're reading, Google it and ask someone that you know they are faithful with and in the Word of God. Talk with them. If you have a pastor, you have a Sunday school teacher, you have leaders in the church that you know is after God's heart, talk with them. Ask questions. Don't just be walking around here wounded. Don't just be walking around here hurt and not understanding, because you don't want nobody to feel like, oh, you've been in church and you've been around church and you've been in this all your life. But see, when you get off the side, the other side, and you come over here to the side of Christ, you see things in a different way. Mm-hmm. You hear things in a different way. And I remember my mom used to tell me, you can even smell things. It's a different aroma. Things in a different way. You begin to desire to speak life over and in and around and about people instead of putting your mouth on them that will cause them a spiritual and or a physical death. See, when you come on the other side, you understand it's a different walk with God because you see people as souls and not just as whoever they are in your life. So if you have anything you would like to say or ask, please do so. We love you all with the love of the Lord. We don't want to see anybody die and go to hell. We want you to understand that the Word of God says in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that whosoever believes shall have everlasting life. We want you to understand that. And know again, this program, Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, stands on Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So we're going to ask the woman of God to pray us out, and that will be our service for tonight. Amen. Amen. The woman of God isn't praying for us. Come back on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time to listen to our Wednesday wisdom, and come back on Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear our Friday night service for Smile 3E Iron Sharpening Iron. And that's all I have to say. I am Minister Sylvia Kaiser, the host for Smile 3E.